Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Monday, March 4th, 2024. And if you are new to the Small Pod, he would like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, we have quite the recap for you all listening in and watching us. First off, I want to introduce my guest, Kevin, as we're going to be talking about the man of the hour of the weekend, Mr. Sixto Sanchez.
Yeah, well, a lot of excitement around him for sure. Excited to be on as always, and should be a good one.
Let's start off with the man, Kevin. Going in, here are Sixto's pitches that you could see here over the course of the weekend against the Mets. Just incredible seeing from Sixto. This man hit 90 over 95 twice. He hit four straight pitches that were 93 miles an hour and over, and five total pitches of 92 plus. Kevin, how back are we? How back is Sixto Sanchez to the point where it seemed like we may never see him hit 95 or even close to 90 ever again?
So it's a great story for sure. It's nice to see that the velo is there, especially, I mean, 95, as you mentioned, is what he topped that. He hit it consecutively, which is really good, but a lot of it ended up being a lot of breaking ball stuff. You know, the changeup, as you can see there for those watching on YouTube, the curveball, cutter. He's mentioned it many times that he believes the changeup has never left him and definitely looked like it. Now, will he make the major league squad? We'll see. But, you know, it's definitely an encouraging moment for someone like him who really has not been able to do much. He struck out DJ Stewart. So, you know,
it's major league guy.
That too. Yeah, yeah. Major leaguer. It's good to see him back on the mound, man. I mean, especially in this type of a game. Now we'll see what happens when it comes to his future. If he ends up going to the major league squad or he ends up being DFA'd and maybe claimed, but either way, good to see him back on a mound.
Once I was a little more loose, started getting there, 94, 95, feeling that confident, feeling well too. I believe in the near future, once I keep growing that confident, I'm going to throw a little harder.
Yeah, and with this performance, you don't think that this can help the Marlins, I don't want to say increase his value. Let's say if they do train him or they DFA him and he gets something out of him, you don't believe that this outing is something that the Marlins can maybe continue to keep going? Maybe next outing he gets to another more 95s, he can hit 96. Is this something to keep going for the Marlins, or to see, hey, maybe now we have something with Sixto, maybe he can actually make the roster, maybe he can actually throw a major league pitch this season? Or are you at the point where it's like, all right, we've seen this story before?
You've seen this story before. I don't know. I don't think they'll ever trade that guy. He has zero value right now. Mm-hmm. I think the best case would be they just DFA him and you hope he goes by waivers unclaimed. Worst comes to worst, a team wants Sixto so badly that they'll trade for him once he's in DFA limbo, but the most they'll get is cash. But again, that won't happen. I don't see him actually getting traded for something in return. You do hope he kind of does, if he does end up getting DFA'd, which personally I do think will happen. I do think he gets claimed, but if he doesn't, you know, it's always good to have some depth in AAA.
Yeah, and with Sixto, you don't think there's any chance that he can throw a major league pitch this season? Or can you actually see maybe he goes up to AAA and they give him somewhat of an outing there, maybe 30 innings around there with Sixto? Or do you think he's maybe, I don't want to say toast, but his big league hopes have passed him by?
I mean, there's always a chance if he ends up getting DFA'd and he gets claimed by another team that team obviously sees something in Sixto where they wanted to put him on their 40-man. And on pitch. But again, I mean, if he's, let's say he does get DFA'd, he goes through waivers, and he's pitching well in AAA Jacksonville, and you need a guy. He's obviously been up there before. Not too long. He's pitched in high leverage before. He's pitched in a playoff game before too, crazy enough. And and that's obviously something you want to have on your team, some experience, and he certainly provides it now. Is it the same Sixto we saw before? Not even close. I mean, Mel Stoudemire Jr. has mentioned multiple times that it's not the same guy. And you just even looking at that pitch repertoire he's been using, not going with the fastball too much, only threw it four times. And, you know, again, mid-90s to high. But aside from that, not much there. So I would love to see him throw a major league pitch. I think he has the chance to do it. But right now it's really just low risk. I mean, low chances of it happening.
Yeah, man. With that, with Sixto again, great outing from him. Let's see if he can continue on that as we move forward on spring training. But let's go ahead and talk about a little bit of some other players that we saw this spring training and maybe a little competition heating up. We go ahead the first base side, a little Troy Mancini against Troy Johnston. For Troy, he's had a really great spring, hitting the ball, putting him in the outfield, helping him get some reps there, but he has sustained an injury. It looks like a sprained ankle for him there. We'll see how long he's going to be out for. And then going against Trey Mancini, again, veteran, won a World Series, has been there, has done that, but has not been up to par this spring. I believe one hit. He has around, I believe, 5-6 strikeouts so far this spring. Kevin, the battle to be the backup first baseman has not gone, you could say, the way the Marlins have hoped for, where the young guy is now getting injured and then the veteran is just not performing.
Yeah, Trey Mancini right now, he is 1-for-11 with 5 strikeouts in the spring, but defensively, he's looked really good. There's no other way to say it. Definitely something that the Marlins need. Now, will he crack the roster? Who knows? I mean, when you're hitting like that, I don't know. Yuli Gurriel, I think, had a better spring than Mancini for the most part. And again, you mentioned Troy. Unfortunately, he is now injured with an ankle sprain, I think is what it was diagnosed as. And his return, we'll see. Hopefully sometime this week, so he can make one last case to not get cut in the first round. I don't think he'll be a part of the first round of cuts, but maybe he can make one final case to survive the second round. I mean, that guy deserves to be in the major leagues more than anyone on this Miami Marlins roster right now. The guy was the Miami Marlins minor league player of the year, 30 home runs. He had a 2020 season, the first since 2008 for a Marlins minor leaguer. And I know the defense isn't there, but a left-handed bat is exactly what this Marlins team needs, and they have it in Troy. But we'll see. Hopefully he gets one more go at it in terms of just getting into a game, but he's done what he's had to do. He's had a good spring, good enough to, I think, really stay on this Marlins 40-man or spring try roster for a while.
Yeah, again, with Troy and Trey Mancini there, just really difficult in terms of you have a guy who's been performing really well, but he is injured now against a veteran who's had the experience, again, been there, done that, and who do like and does have the better defense. In your eyes, Kevin, if you were Peter Bendix, if you were Skip making that, you know, that crucial final, could say cut, who would you, I don't want to say cut, but who would you rather have as your backup first baseman? Again, you can have Troy. They might say he doesn't have the experience, but you have to give him that shot so he could see what he could do in the majors. Or you go Trey Mancini, someone who's been at the majors for a long time.
Yeah, so right now, we were talking about this on the Spaces the other day, where Eli kind of mentioned it, where you don't really need to have a specific backup first baseman. You don't need to have that Yuli Gurriel type piece on your team. And, you know, Arise could play first. Berger could play first. John Birdie, I think, has played first as well. So, but between those two, if I had to give it to someone, my bias is going to kick in, but you got to give it to Troy. He's over the better overall offense player right now at this moment. Trey Mancini, for those that don't remember, he was, I believe, signed to a 2-year, $14 million deal by the Chicago Cubs. He didn't even make it through the first year. He was DFA'd after a couple months into the year, unfortunately. So for him, because it's a great story, but again, when you have someone like Troy, who in 9 at-bats has not struck out a single time, he is 4-for-9 with 1 RBI, 2 walks, and I do think he had a stolen base in there at some point in the spring. But again, you got to think to yourself, we got to give it to the guy that's hitting it. It's a left-handed bat at the end of the day, where he's somewhere where the Marlins lack. So I would go Troy over Mancini, but looking at it in the organization's eyes, I think they would go Mancini over Troy. Mancini, again, World Series winner. He's a vet. He's a good clubhouse guy, good defensive first baseman. You just got to hope the bat really kicks in, and maybe it will. But right now, that's probably what the organization will do. They will go with Mancini over Troy.
All right, and our 10 minutes are running up. Kevin, I want to thank you for coming on, as always. Always one of my favorite guests to have on. Kevin, anything you wanna plug to the people? I guess the same thing that they'll be listening to.
Yeah, as always. As always, make sure to follow Fish on First, fishonfirst.com. New website looking great. A lot of content on there. Make sure to follow all the guys. You can check them out into the staff directory. There.
And any games you're covering soon?
I'm not covering anything this week. I'll be up there for that spring breakout game. I'll be there, and I'll probably the two games before that, but we'll see. As always, Fish Unfiltered, make sure to check that out. We're trying to get on a pretty cool guest, and we're going to do our bold prediction soon there. But yeah, as always, you know, just like Daniel's on here, follow the Small Pod official show, all the podcasts. Oh, yeah.
Check out the top 30 he released with Isaac and Alex. Check that out
on the website soon. Yeah, we already put it out on Twitter. So yeah, lots of like with Fish on First. We can only go up from here.
Ooh, that's perfect way to end it. As always, Big Fish Small Pod. Go fish.